are in Daf Lamed Tes Lamed Beis. Let us start from the beginning of the Gemara. Tana Rabbonon Eilu Dvorim She'ein Boin Lidei Chimutz. These are the Oifanim that one can have Kemach, he can have the Chameshes Aminim, and it won't become Chometz. Ha'ofui, if you bake something, after you bake it already, it cannot become Chometz. Ha'mevushel, if something is cooked, B'cholot, or if it became B'cholot, She'choltoi B'roischen, scalding water was poured on it, or was put into scalding water, so also it will not become chometz anymore. Frag the Gemara, mevushel, the second case of mevushel, ad mevashelay mechameya. That could be that after it's mevushel, it won't become chometz anymore, but till it becomes mevushel, it will become chometz then. The process of being cooked, before it becomes mevushel, so this process will bring it lidei chimutz. Omar Rav Papa, so it's a grais. Not ha'ofui v'ha'mevushel, ha'ofui shebishloi koma. If he had something that he once baked, so afilu he cooked it later, it will not become chometz. Let us see Rashi. Ha'ofui lechem mishen nefe, lechem that was baked, kol ma shesheireya, shesheireyu b'mayim einei machmetz, even though you'll soak it in water, be in water more than 18 minutes, it will not become chometz anymore. Adem evashelay mechameya, ba'oit shamayim poishrim, kol zman the water is warm, koidim sheyartichu hu mechametz, before it starts boiling, it will become chometz. The Ritas Lashon of Rashi would seem that means after it starts boiling, so then that's Cholut. But Al Kaponim, till it starts boiling, so then it is not cooked yet, and it will become Chometz. Ubedishadi Leila Seich Reischin Lekalukmi. I let us say that he cooked it by putting it into hot water, like a look me, the bad yetonilo v'cholot shecholtei b'roischem. It says already, cholot shecholtei b'roischem. We could be mamtik a little bit from the Chazainish and Sfasemis, it would seem, cholot is not totally in Hilchis Bishul. It means that alone, that it came in contact with scalding water, even though it didn't get cooked yet, that alone prevents that it should be considered, that should become chametz. This prevents the chametz process. So here we have a new case of mevushel, and it was cooked. So this is a new sibbe. So Rashi says, and this new sibbe could be true, but benkach will become chametz till it will get cooked. So the Gemara answers, ofoi she bishloi. Kloimer ofoi afilu hu mevashloi la'acher afiye einei machmitz. L'cheir, we have to understand what is the chiddush. That means before the girsa, we learn pshat, ha'ofoi does not become chometz. What does that mean? You soaked it in water for 3/4 of an hour afterward, it won't become chometz. Because you baked it already, so it won't become chometz anymore. Now we have a girsa. So now the Bereis is telling us that if you cooked it, it also won't become chometz. In what is the greater revusa of cooking over baking? Perhaps the chiddush is that perhaps maybe one could say that if you first bake something and then you cook it, so maybe there'd be a svara that the bishul is mevatel the previous afiyah. So maybe that what the Afi accomplished, that it cannot become chometz anymore, perhaps could become this battle through the later bishul. So that is what the Tana is telling us, that there's no such thing. As soon as you baked it once, it will never become chometz again. Tanya Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kemach shenofal l'soichai delev. You had flour. You had a hole in the roof, and there was dripping water from the roof into the flower. Afilu kol hayom kuloi, it's constantly dripping water. Einai bo lidei chimutz, it will not become chometz, because the in order for something to become chametz, it has to be in a matzav of menuche. That's what the water is keseda banging on the flour, so that prevents it from becoming chametz. Omarav pope, behud the ovid tif lahadi tif. You have one drop right after the second drop. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi delaf min agak. You have dripping from the gag. Einoi boli de chimutz. Shetirut hadelef hanoifel tomit. The consistent tirde of the drops that are falling on the kemach. Einoi meinichoi lahachmitz. Does not prevents that the kemach should become chametz. Tif lahadi tif shenoiflim tipo achar tipo samuch. You have one drop right after the next drop. V'tekef v'ein shuhus beintayim. There is no shehiyah. There is no zman between the first drop and the second drop. That means as soon as the first drop ends, you have the second drop there already. There's a meira de ketrumas hadeshin in Simen Kufchav Gimel that says, has a meira de kediuk from this Rashi. There's a machlokes apoiskim if shehiyais mitstarfais or ein shehiyais mitstarfais. And that means as follows. That means, let's say, a person has a dough, and he's working on the dough for 5 minutes, then he speaks for 3 minutes, then he works again for 5 minutes, speaks for 3 minutes, and before the afiyah, 18 minutes passed besirugim. You had the 6 intervals of 3 minutes apart that he was speaking. So there's a machlekes apoiskim shehiyais mitztarfais. So you add up, so those 18 minutes without an asik, so memelo, it's chametz. Or do you say no, that the asik beintayim is mevatel the chimutz? So whatever chimutz, whatever hascholas achimut occurred from the, in those 3 minutes, the next 5 minutes is mevatel. So the Tumas Hadeshin says as follows. If Rapopo would hold, shehiyais mitztarfais, that means a person has an asik gomba, he's working 5 minutes with chametz, and then there was an interval of 3 minutes. So if he would hold shehiyais mitztarfais, so why did Rapopo have to tell us v'huda ovid tif lahadi tif, that it's speaking about that one drop fell right after the other drop, v'ein shehus bin time, there's no shehiyah whatsoever. Pashteitzach. I mean, this is a din by Delef. He has to tell us, this is a din all over. Shehiyais mitztarfais. Why would I have a hava mina? Why would I have a hava mina that it shouldn't be like this? But I know all over shehiyais mitztarfais. So therefore the Trumas Hadeshin says, punfakel. That Rav Popa held all the time the Asik is mevatel the previous chemitz. But that is if you have an asik gomu, you have a real asik. So that means if you're working on a dough for 5 minutes and then there's a 3 minute interval, then you're working on again for the other 5 minutes. So that asik gomu will be mevatel the previous chimut. So memela there's a din shiyas ainam mitztarfais, becomes nisbatel al yidei the second asik. But that is an asik gomel. But what if you have an asik cotton? You have a small asik, like tif lahadi tif. This isn't an asik gomel. This is an asik. But this, so this asik is can only accomplish that while it's dripping, it won't become chametz. But if there would be a shehiyah ben tayim, it would zicher become chametz. And here we say that it's speaking about afilu kol ayoyim kule. This is a mice of a whole day. So if there are seconds or minutes in between and a whole day passed, so it should become chametz. So therefore, by an asik she'ene gomu, Rav Popa came to tell us that this is not like a poshet asik. That's the chiddush of Rav Popa. Rav Popa is telling us by an asik she'ene gomu, so then the halacha is that she'es mitztarfais. So therefore, you need tif lahadi tif ve'ein shuhus bintayim, that there was mamish, there wasn't a second in between without an asik. And Lamaisi says, so it comes out, he gives an example, the lisha process, that's an asik gomel, the nikul process, that would yibinake you, you make holes in the matzah, that is an esik she'eni gomo. So that cannot be mevatel a previous chimutz, that can only accomplish that while he's being oisik with the nikul, it won't become chometz in this man. But if there are shehiyas before and after, it will be mitzvah. Omri devei rabshila, vasika shori. What is vasika? Zukt Rashi. Machel kemach. It was a type of a machel, type of a tafshul. Fregt de gemore vasanya, we learned vasika also, that it is also. And for the gemore loikasha. Ho da avdei bimishcha milche. There were two recipes for this vasika. Either you can make it with oil and salt, v'hoda ovdei b'maya milch, or you made it with water and salt. So this is a tafshul. So trashi mishcha milch b'kimche shori. If you only have oil and salt, it's mutter, the meiperis ein machmitze. But if you have water and salt, so v'shteit sich, you made a tafshul, water and salt and kemach, so memele, it'll become chomet. Now, there are two nekudis to learn from this halach. Nekuda number one, we see the Dvei Rav Shila holds that meiperes ein machmitzim klal. Even though we had Rashi Shita daf lamed vav, that meiperes ein machmitzim, Rashi said, ein machmitzim, it's not chometz gomor, but it's chometz nukshe. That was this sugya and daf lamed vav. But the way Rav Shila will see later, Rav held meiperes ein machmitzim klal, that they hold it's not chometz at all. And l'maisa that's what we pass in l'aloch, and meiperes is not chometz at all. It's very interesting how the difference between the sugim and klal Yisrael. I once saw in Yalkut Mi'amloyes, he brings by them the minig was they only ate matzahs the first night. The whole Pesach they had matzahs with meiperes. Als the chomer of chometz, meiperes is ein machmitzim. So memela, that's what they ate the whole Pesach. They had matzahs with meiperes. That was their chomer. By us, the minig Ashkenaz is the Ramah says we don't eat the matzahs with meiperes because we're chayish. Maybe a drop of water will fall in. That's our chumre. So we're machmet to eat ma only it's only mutter for chaylam is kainim. Al kaponim each sug in klal Yisrael had their chumres. Bezu divrei lekim chayim. Al kaponim, that's one chiddush in the Dvei Rav Shila. There's another chiddush in the Dvei Rav Shila, which the Ritva speaks about ba'ariches. Now there's a big problem over here that we have here. Oil and salt. The salt, first of all, where did the salt come from? Normally the salt comes from a sea salt. And the sea salt already is a derivative of water. So, l'chayre, there should be a problem over here of, so you have meiperes and mayim and kemach. So, yibazayizach bitter. So, why doesn't it become chometz? So, there's a few mahalchim in the Ritva. One mahalach in the Ritva is, it's not speaking about sea salt, it's speaking about salt that was mined. That is not a tolda de mayim. Another mahalach is that even though it's mined, it's also a tolda de mayim. Nor, this minute amount will not be machmetzit. And the third mahalach in the Ritva is, muyim dike chiddush, that it is speaking about that he cooked it with oil, without salt, so meiperes ein machmitzim, and after it was cooked already, then he added the salt. So since it's mevushel, so it won't become chometz anymore. That's the third mahalach in the Ritva. The Bir Halacha asks, so it comes out, a moiridike chumre, that means, if you'll cook it together, oil and salt, it will become chometz. So, dafke the seder. Like the Bir Halacha, so we had a stir in two baraisas. One says vasika also, one says vasika is mutter. So more is a stir, so more says, here it's mayim umelach. What's your mayim umelach? It could be mishcha umelach. But he made everything together. That's the Bir Halacha's kasha under Ritva. So the Bir Halacha says that the shteiga was, he didn't make, it was always made without the salt, and later they added the salt. So therefore he didn't want to make such an akimta. But al kaponim, we have over here a gemore, that if you hold my peiris, ain't machmitzim, so you can cook something with my peiris and it doesn't become chometz. So, frektes vas emes, a beautiful kasha. We learned before in the Baraisa, ha'ofui v'hamevushul v'cholot is ein boim lidei chimut. So the Gemara asked the kasha, how could you have a chetimze mevushul is not boim lidei chimut, adem mevashalei mechame, till it gets cooked, it'll become chometz. Vrek the svasemis, what's the problem? Say he cooked it with meperes. Meperes are not machmets. So fine. So Mamel, but now it's got cooked already. Now he's going to take this and cook it with water. Or soak it in water. So now, on the Chiddush, that Mevushel is not Machmed, so it'll become Chometz now. State in the Bereise, that Hamevushel is not Boli the Chimetz, so the Bereise is beautiful. That is what the Svas Emes asks. He says that you say this to Keteretz, but I just like the Kashas Gevaldik Gishmak. The problem of the Gemara before could have very easily be answered by saying that speaking about May Peres. Omar Marzutre, Loy Limche Inish Kidro Bekimcha Da Avishune. Kimcha Da Avishune is a flour that was derived from ground roasted kernels. So ground roasted kernels are lochayre very mehudadik. As soon as you roast the kernels, so memele, it's ofui. So it's ofui that won't become lidei chimutz. It's baked already. You roasted kernels. Now you grounded it. So you grounded. So you have flour now that will not become chometz anymore. So lochayre, we would think that now we can use this flour and put it into a tafshil to thicken the tafshil. Because this flour won't become chometz anymore. Omar mar sutre, loy limche inish kidra, a person should not thicken a tafshil. This is Rashi Shita Kidra, the Miri says Rashi means a tafshil. Bekimcha davishune, with flour that came from roasted kernels. Why? What's wrong? Dilme loiboshil shapil. Maybe these kernels were not completely roasted. So if it wasn't completely roasted, so it still can become chometz. It would seem that even though before we said ha'ofui cannot come lidei chimutz, mistame by bread, you see the bread, you see the matzah, whatever it is, so you see it was baked completely. A kernel mustame is difficult to discern if a taka was baked completely or not. So therefore, one can never be sure if it was taka completely roasted. So therefore, dilme loy boshel shape, maybe it was not roasted completely, for osi lidei chimutz, and it might become chometz. Zot Rashi, loy limchi inish kidro. Shema Avin Tafshil Agdeira. They thicken this Tafshil. A Yidei Shemamchim Kemach Lesoichoi. You pour Kemach into it. Vafilu Bikim Chedavishuno Shenis Yapsho Veniklis Betano. I have Kemach that came from kernels that were dried out and roasted. So Rashi says, Shehilacho, when the kernels used to be wetish, oisin oisa koli betano. So notice you can't make flour from moist kernels. So oisin oisa koli betano. So you roast it in a tano. So it's like you baked it. He's not permitted to take the flour that was derived from these kernels and put it in a tafshil. Duma loy boshel shapel loy nasis koli kol tzorcho. Was not completely roasted, betano, l'machmetzes betafshel. And it'll become chometz in the tafshel. In the Rashi on the Rif, by Stoist, the Gils is a little different. Dechishuhu, there's a dalet instead of a vav. Why doesn't it become chometz? So Rashi says, Dechishuhu teufo beka'ore hi machmetzes, ואויד שאין דרך נסינוסו לסויך תו של רויסייך. צדח סחמיר, רשי had a horror over here. That means, אפילו you are afraid that it wasn't completely roasted, but רשי אסת קשה, but the תו של is מסתומה רויסייך. So being mixed up in the tafshel is equivalent to cholut. So memele, so if it, even though it wasn't completely roasted, but als the resiches a tafshel, that gufe should be ma'akiv the chimutz of the kemach. So what's the problem? So that Rashi says two terutz. The second terutz is vo'oi chen derech nisinosa le tafshel le'sei tafshel le'sei. When they added the flour, it was not added to a tafshel which was boiling hot. So memele don't have the cholut. And the first that's Rashi says, d'chshu teilfo b'ka'ore hi machmetzes. So that's what Rashi means to say, afilo you'll say it is boiling hot, but when you mix it up in the plate, so this process, my stomach cools off, shu teilfo, when he's mixing it, b'ka'ore, this will cool off the mixing process. Rashi speaks about the mixing, but shu teilfo b'ka'ore, he mixes it in the plate, hi machmetzes will become chometz, because then it's not cholot. Omar Rav Yosef, look the Gemara right. Rav Yosef said, "Lei lichleit inish trei chiti bahadi adodi." A person should not put into boiling water two kernels of wheat. Why? Dilma ozlo chodo v'yosve b'tzirayo dechavote. If one is aware, a kernel of wheat has a crack in it. So maybe one of the kernels will sit itself into the crack of the other one. So if it got lodged in the crack of the other kernel, so the boiling water is not encompassing the kernel on all four sides. The mokaim, a chibur between the top kernel and the bottom kernel, you don't have boiling water going to it, encompassing it, some emele, so there it will become chometz. Let us see Rashi, tarti chiti, garine chitim, so you're not allowed to be choylet two chitim at a time, elo chodo, chodo chitze. We see it was a difficult process to make this cholot. That one chit at a time. Dilma osi chodo v'yosvo b'tzirayo d'chavoto. B'stak shel chavoto. Dikula d'maye, risichas hamayim, the boiling water. Tzirayo stak, a crack. K'moi tailiyo charifo d'mitzri ziki d'miseches abay d'zor. Tailiyo charifo is a very sharp wine. The mitzri, that it makes cracks, ziki, in the noide shel yayin, this will make a crack in it. So we see tziraye is a lotion of a bikua, of a crack. Now the Meiri brings down from this Gemara Amakur, that just like the Gemara says that one is not permitted to make chalite with two chitim, because one might touch the other, the same thing, when one puts two matzahs in a tano, one has to make sure that one matzah should not touch another, because b'mokim hapgisha, the mokim where they're touching, so b'mela, so the choyma tano cannot bake it sufficiently, it'll become chometz in the meantime. The Emerson, this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. That they should not touch, and this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, for the Yevet, it is good, but L'chatzila, this is the chaymer of a matzah kfula. Just like by a matzah kfula, if the matzah is bent over, and you have a chelik is touching another, so b'mokim, where the kfela is noigeya, ba'atzmoi, so memele, the heat cannot go through, And we're afraid that before it gets baked, it will become chametz already. This is this is brought down in Seif Simen Tov Samach Aleph in the Rema. The Meiri himself was Mako. He says there's a difference between what process is making it ois chometz. He says if you need chalute, so since the hot water can't go through, you don't have bubbling water going through, so therefore it can become chometz. But here he says the heat of the tanner is sufficient to bake it, even though one is touching the other. Or he says maybe by chitim, since there is a crack, so it can get lodged in the crack, so there's a larger chiba, better chiba, stronger chiba than the negiya of one matzah to another matzah. He brings down this chuma, but he personally held one does not have to be machma. But the makir of this chumre originates from our Gemara. Zog the Gemara weiter. Va'omar Abaye, loy lichech inish treishi boili bahadi adodi. A person should not roast two kernels together. Dilme nofki maye mahai. Maybe some liquid, some juice, will go out of one of the kernels. Ubola idoch, and the second kernel will be boileya, the juice. Vosili dechimos, and it'll become chometz. So from Abai you see he holds meperes amachmet. Omalei Rove, if you hold that the juice of the kernel can be machmet's a kernel, yohi afilo chodo nami. So the same kernel also is a problem. You can't roast it. Dilma nofik mehai reishe, could be the juice will come out from one side. Ubola idoch reishe. And then the second side will be Beileya. It seems Kozman, the juice is not pirish, it seems it's ichan not machmetz. It seems when it goes out, then there's a svoritz machmetz. That's what it seems. So Rav has said, so by one kernel you also have the same problem. Ella oma Rove me peris nino, me peris einon machmitzim. So Rav says, there's no problem whatsoever because my peris are not machmetz at all. Vahodar bei Abai. Abai was also choizer meahi from this psak, but not because of Rav's reason. Abai holds meperes amachmitz. Now the chol agav midlayu loy mechmatzi. Since it is running and draining, it is moving. That means the liquid is on the move. It's not soaking in this juice. It's a juice that just passes over it. So that is not bekoyich to be machmetz. The Omar Abaye, how do we know that Abaye was choyzer? The Omar Abaye, hay chatzve da avishune. Chatzve da avishune was a type of a pitcher that one put into an oven, and he put kernels in this pitcher, and that the kernels should dry out. His schife shori. If this pitcher was set up on an angle, that the juice of the chitim will drain out, shari. So memela, even though the juice passes over from one chita to the other, but it's muta. Zekife osa. But if this pitcher is standing upright, straight, so the juice that comes out, so the kernels are soaking in the juice, so then it's osa. Rava oma afilo zekife nami shari. May peiris ninu, u may peiris einon machmitze. Zogt Rashi, dulme novki, ihochi afilu chode shibeulta nami lelichach. Afilu one shibeulis, you shouldn't roast. Dulme novki maye mechiti, de bereishe chode, u boli chitem de idoch reishe. Horig asin vode bei abai de chol agav midlai yoloi mechami. Kol derch nefiloson, if it's falling down, it's draining out, loy mechami. Chatz vedavi shune, kad shemiyavshin besoichoi kloyes petan. Schife shori impiv kofui lamato. If the opening of the katch is face downwards, shiyu ama yemanif lotim in akoli aidei chayim oir, Zovin b'yoytzin l'chus, that the water will drain out. Shari. Zekife, sheye zoike, but what if the cat is standing up straight, upright? Kedarkoi, osa, shamayim niflotim, b'choizrim v'nivloim. Bito omar abaye schife shori. But since we see Abaye said that if it is on an angle, it is draining, it is mutter, mishum de daivi avroi, because it drains out, shma mino, oda baby my doma lele lichichin ishtarti shiboli, aninami daivi maya, there the water also drains, vishulkin, it just slips over the chite, v'nofli, v'loi mibli be'idoch. It will not become balua in the other chite. Tana Rabba. Ein loisisin sa'irim bepesach. One is not permitted to be loisis sa'irim. We heard before that Lamedvov, Lesise, Rashi says, lo shoyron b'maye ma'at, you soak it a little in water, lo kaisishon b'machteshes lohosi milsonon kadeshetei sulton nikia. That it was soaked a little bit in water that you were able to remove completely the mulson, the bran, that is mechuba to the chite. So steht in der Bereise, ein loises in Sa'irim bepesach. One is not permitted to be loises Sa'irim. Ve'im losas, what is if he did? Chatchul not allowed to do it. That's ve'im losas. Nisbaku asurais. So if this soaking in water brought about that they split, that the Sa'irim split, is also loinisbaku. It did not split, so we see that the Shriya did not as yet have an effect on the Tzoyre, so it's Mutoris. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Shoyron b'chaymet b'chaymet tzoymson. There's an Eitzah, you could soak it in chaymet, in vinegar, and b'chaymet tzoymson, and the chaymet will prevent the chimutz process. We'll come back 1 minute to Rabbi Yossi, but just let's go a little further. Omar Shmuel ein aloche ke Rabbi Yossi, that chaymetz will not help. Omar Rav Chizde Omar Ma Ukve, loy nisbaku mamish, does not mean nisbaku mamish, elo, kol she'ilu meinichon al pi chovis, behein nisbaku is me'aleim. That means that it doesn't have to be nisbaku if it's potentially nisbaku. That means if you would take this chitim before you see a bikua and you would put it on top of a chovis of yayin and the reach hayayin is able to make this chitim split, so that's called nisbaku. That is called nisbaku. So einam, so that we said in Loinis baku mutoris. Loinis baku mutoris means that if you put it on the chovish al yayin, it also won't be nisbaku. Nisbaku asuris means that if you put it on the chovish yayin, it'll be nisbaku. That's what Ma'ukva said. And Shmuel omar nisbaku mamish. Shmuel said no. It is only also by nisbaku. But that, if you would put it on a chovish al yayin, and it'll become nisbakeya, that the baraisa never asked. Ovach mul uvde bedura devei bar choshu. Nisbaku mamash. There was a maise, such a maise, they were loises sa'irim, and there wasn't nisbaku, they showed it to Shmuel, and Shmuel was mata. He held you need nisbaku mamash. So the Kolben Nesanel explains that the machloikis of Ma'ukve in Shmuel was really totally in the memory of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, Shoyren b'chaymetz b'chaymetz saimsa. That there's still an eitze. You can soak it in vinegar and the chimutz process will stop. So we see from Rabbi Yossi. Now, after something becomes chometz, you can't make it ois chometz. That's for sure. So the the only thing that chometz can accomplish is that if it's on the process of becoming chometz, so the chometz can stop this chimutz process, and they'll stop. If it'll stop, nothing is going to happen. So now the machloikis ma'ukve and Shmuel was, what is nisbaku? So ma'ukve held nisbaku is already chometz. So if Rabbi Yossi said that you could shayren b'chometz, so how could be shayren b'chometz if it's nisbaku? So al kol koch loy nisbaku, mamash, it doesn't mean nisbaku. It means that it is a potential to be nisbakeya if you put it over yayim. So that matzav is, that's already, it's an amatzav of becoming chometz, but you can nip it in the bud according to Rabbi Yossi. If we don't hold on Rabbi Yossi, you can nip it in the bud. So chometz won't help the situation. But nisbaku, the ma'utvel, that's chometz mamish. Chometz mamish is nothing what to talk about. But that's what motivated ma'utve to say, loy nisbaku mamish. And Shmuel holds that, no, afilu nisbaku, it's also not chometz gomo. The bikua is only a simen that something's starting to, the chometz process is starting. But it does not mean that it became chometz gomo. Zogt Rashi, nisbaku machmas hanifuach, shemachmas hamayim asurais devadai memaharois lahachmetz. It's getting to become chometz. Shoyren b'chometz, emroi yeshanoifroi shoyren b'chometz. B'chometz soimson, ve'enoi meinichon lahachmetz. So our gilsa is that meinichon al pi chovis. And we're speaking about the chovishal yayin, if the reyach will make it be mispakeya. The Rabbeinu Chananel was geiris kol she'ilu meinichon al pi ovuv shel kloyim v'heim mispakeis. It's not speaking about a chovish, it's speaking about a keli which had holes in it. One used to put this in the tanu, and it works something like a popcorn popper. So perish kli shabali kloyis oisim boy kloyis vumenukib kedemrini beperik Rabbi Shmuel minichon besoich oviv shal kloyim kedei shetishloi ta'ur bekuloi veheim misbakois mikoya ha'ur. So it seems that it only was misbakeya if already the chimetz process had started, so the choyim ha'eish makes it pop open, it splits. But if it won't become chometz, that means if the chimutz process did not do anything yet, so the heat won't make it be mispakeya. Chemotzori b'sefer yoshon b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rabbe, bal nefesh lo yiltois. A bal nefesh should not be loises. What is a bal nefesh? So Rashi says, Omar Rabbe Garsinim bal nefesh choset. On the side we have Yerei Shamayim, Achoreid al nafshay. And the Ben Chananel says, bal nefesh kloima hamisrachek mireyach aveira. A person who runs away from a reyach of an aveira, he has a chusha reyach. Umedagdeik harbei al atzmoi. That's called a bal nefesh. That means in order to be sensitive to a reyach, a very yefte b'chush a reyach. It says by Moshiach is meriach v'don. Reyach is dover shan shomenenis boy al koponim. Is the you have to be able to smell a reyach of aveira. So if he's misrachik mireyach an aveira, he won't make lesisa. So that's how Rabbi put it. If you're this madrege, it shouldn't be loises. fragt die Gemorre, a fila kula alme nami? Bei Davka Bal Nefesh, das sagen ja in Leuses und Säuren bei Pesach. It says in der Bereich in der Lauto. This is not only for Bal Nefesh. And for the Gemara Hochikom. Rabbi said, Bal Nefesh, afilu chitim de shriri. That means Säuren are not so strong. So they're vulnerable to the sisa. But chitim are shriri, they're strong. So the shriri b'mayim would not make any chashis of chimutz, is also loyaltis. That's a bal nefesh. Omalei Rav Nachman, man de tzayis leila abe, whoever listens to rabbi, this chumra ochel namo di ipusha. He eats inferior bread, because we learned before that the whole process of lasisa was to separate the mursin from the kernel. And that was only done well if there was lasisa. So without lasisa, you have inferior bread. And dobe rafune lasisi, finally even rafune made lasisa, be rova barovin lasisi. So memele, it seems Rav Nachman held that this was too big of a chumra. Finally even a mazai geton and verkehrt, maybe there's a hiddur to to have choshev matzah by the seder. So that's Rav Nachman's opinion. Rabbi holds about nefesh should be machmer. Rav Nachman seems told that fill about nefesh also doesn't have to be machmer. The Rava Omar also lil tais. Rava went the other extreme. You're not allowed to make lasis. Frag the Gemara elohod esanya in loisis and soirim bepesach. Rava, how could you say it's also? The Baraisa said explicitly, you're not allowed to be loisis soirim bepesach. Soirim hu de loy. Hochiti shori. So the Gemara says, no, punfakat. Loy mi boy kom. Loy mi boy chitim. Kiven de ispei tziraye. Every chita has a crack in it already. Is ailu bumayim. So fakert chitim, they have a crack. Taka, maybe the outside is tough, but there's a crack. Is ailu bumayim. So that's poshit, that you cannot be loises. The Braisa didn't find it necessary to tell you. Avol sari deshiye eimeshapil domim. Kamash malom. Kamash Malon, that this is also us. That was Rove's Mishkol Rishon. He held that it's also Liltais. Let us see Rashi. Omar Rabbi Garsinen, Bar Nefesh Rossi, Ochikam Afilachiti, Shehen Koshim Misoirim, Vein Nemarin Lahachmetz, Bal nefesh lo yiltais. Avol de lav bal nefesh lo machmer al nafshi kulay. Don't have to be machmer. De shririm koshe. La abe rabe ochi kor le lo shen rabonis. Man de tzois le la abe yoicha lechem ipusha. He will eat inferior bread. Kloy meloite seuton nekiye. Da be rav hun ne losesi kulo rav nachmen omolo. Rova oma osa liltais le kulay almen. The shion shachalokimim, the smooth, it only have a crack, so that's why I would think that's mutter. So he tells me it's also us. Hada omar rove. Then rove was chayzer. And he said, mutter liltois. You're allowed to be laces. The sanya. Yoitzin bepas nikiye vahadro. We had a baraisa before. You're allowed to be yoitze mitzvahs matze bepas nikiye. It's not called matzah shire. Bahadro. Now pasnekiya means that they had removed all the psoilis, and then now it's psoilis. Be efshel nekiya beloy lesise. You can't have pasnoki without lesise. So if the baraisa says you yaitze, but pasnekiya is muchach from the baraisa, that is mutter to make lasisa. So he was chayza. Eisvei Rav Popper l'rove. So Rav Popper asked Akasha to Rav. It says, Hakemochim vaslotois shel nochem. If you have flour or soilus of goyim. So the halacha is as follows. Shel kfarim, if this came from a small town, tahirim, the flour that was made in the small towns, they made it without lasisa. So memele, so it's not mukhsha lekabel tumme. V'shel krochim tmeim. But krochim is your tumme. Krochim, the big city already, when they made lasisa, they used to soak it first. The kforim my time, why is kforim tahirim? Lav mishum deloy losisi. Because they didn't make lasisa, so they never, as yet, didn't come in contact with water. V'kakori lei soile, sarapope est akash and rov. Rove proved that it's mutter to make lasisa because there's yaitzim be pasnikia. You can only have pasnikia through lasisa. So Rapope asked, the Baraisa says that you could have soilus and without lasisa. My love, Mishim deloy losisi, because kori lay soilus. And with the Gemara, tirgume akimche. That what it says, it's tohoyer that's going not on slosay shel nochim, it's going on kmochim. Kmochim shel kvorim is tohoyer. Slosay is not tohoyer. Let us see Toysvis. Tirguma akmochim. Teime. Hashte amai toni slosay. If the whole aloch is only applicable by kmochim, why does it say slosay? V'yeshloima delitzdodim ktoni. So Lachaira means that it says as Hakmochim shall nochim shall kvorim tohirim. Vahaslosais vishal krochim and kmochim shall krochim is tmei. Slosais is going on slosais is goes together with kmochim shall krochim. So memele rapope and esta kasha and rove and rove. Bosor dinofik. After Rabbi left the base medrash, so Popet Agmas Nefesh, Omar my time loy aim loy meho. The Omar Rabbi Zeira, Omar Rabbi Yirmiya, Omar Shmuel, Chitin shal menaches ein loises in oisam. He said that Rabbi Yirmiya, Omar Shmuel said that we don't make lesisa and chitim shal menaches, because kari lo soiles, and from that swing it's called soiles. So weistachois that you can have soilus without lasisa. So lechayre the kasha is on Rove's di. Rove had brought a raya that it's mutter to make lasisa because it says yoitzim bepasnikia. From here we see that Chitin shel menachais ain loisus in oison, and it's still called soilus. Vaisis, you can have pasnakia without lasisa. Why he didn't ask, why is there an issa bachlal? If Rav holds mutter, you'll have to make lasisa. So Lachayre should have asked another kasha. Why is lasisa also by menachas? Ain loisus in oison. The Gemara says, we heard the Gemara before, loisus in oison, because it's not all your day's reason. I mean, seems the kasha was only that for kakori lo soilus, l'chayr from the etzem aloche, we also have a kasha on rove. Pesach nisht. Let us see Rashi. Vadro kiba, shal kforim tohiris, lofi shein makpidim al sultan la soison nikiye kolkach. They don't make it so pure. V'lo losisi l'chiti didu, v'nim tzishlei hukshiru. Because Korlu Soilus, Alma Epshel and Nikia Beloy Lasisa. Posa the Nofik Rovam Bebe Midrosha, Marapope Nitzar, Baats Medulan, Niskarti, Lahoshiv, Loi, Mehoda, Omer Abiyomir. Now, Hoda, Omer Rove. Now we're going to have a big Chiddush of Rove. Rove was changing his mind. He started off Osa Lil Tais, then he said Mutta Lil Tais. And Hoda Omar Rove mitzvah liltois. It's a mitzvah to make lasisa by the matzah shel Pesach. Shenema ushmartem es hamatzos. Iloi deboi lasisa shimo lamai. If you don't need lasisa, So why did he need Shmira for? I Shimo Delisha, I will say you need Shmira. I said, L'chayre, the whole din Shmira is when the it comes in contact with the water. So then you need Shmira, it should not become chametz. Now it says, Shmarta Mesamatzis, it says you need Shmira. So Zaraya, it comes already in contact in the water when it is in the kernel process, and you need Shmira. The E, Yishimo Delisha, Shimo Delisha, Lav Shimohu. Shimo Delisha, that is not a Shimo that is sufficient to make it Matzah Shmura. Why? The Omar Rav Hune B'tzeikai Shal Nochem Odom Memalei Kreisei Mehem. A person is permitted to fill himself up with those that were made by Goyim. U'bavad sheyoichel kizayis matzah ba'achoin. But he's not yoitze mitzvah matzah with this. He has to make sure that towards the end of the Suda, when he's mekayim mitzvah achilas ha-pesach, it's nechal ala soivam, then he's going to eat a kizayis of matzah also, sheyoichel kizayis matzah ba'achoin. Then, not with his betzeike shal nochim, then he'll be yoitze mitzvah matzah. Ba'achoin in Barishain aloy. My time, Mishum doi ovid bohu shimo. Because there was no shimo bishas delisha. We'll see soon what this means. These betzeke shonochi were made, the dough was made without shimo. Without shimo lishmo. Is vela evid lay shimo meafia veilach. So make shimo after. Well, that means the we have a dough now. We'll see this dough is not chometz. There wasn't shimo as yet on this dough. But now, from the dough process till the matzah process, let's have shimo now. Elalav shmami no shimo meikore beina. That it is not sufficient that you have some shimur to make a shmura matzah, you need shimur from the beginning. From the beginning means from lesisa. Now before we'll see Rashi, the Rabbeinu David explains what there's now a Havamina of Rav and then there's a Maskona of Rav. The Havamina of Rav was as follows. Ushmartem es hamatzis comes to tell us the be'inen kol hashimur horogil liyois bo. That means Ushmartem es hamatzis says that all the shimur which is rogil that will make it shmura matzah. That means so you have to put it in a matzav of lesisa, normally you make lesisa. If you want to have a good quality matzah, you make lesisa. So ushmarta means kol hashimur horogel liyes bo. That means all processes that it could need shimur, you have to make shimur. So therefore, you have to make lesisa in order to be mekayim all the shimo that is possible until it becomes a matzah. And making a mikzah shimo is not sufficient. You have to make that ushmaltem es hamatzes. All shimo harogoliyes bo, that makes it a matzah shmura. Let us see Rashi. Ve'ilav l'sise da'achshav. Rav said that you have to make shimur. Ve'ilav l'sise da'achshav bo'i shimur shalo yechmitz. If you wouldn't make l'sise now, that you'll have shimur shalo yechmitzu shimur lomoli. So why do you need a shmartem? If you can get away without l'sise, why do you need a shmartem? Ah, you'll tell me you need ushmartem for the later stages. Lav shimo hu ilay ovid lay shimo mikamei hochi. If the previous shimo was not made, so the later shimo was not sufficient. Tomar avun gasinon b'tzeikei shal nochem. So this is a muhim de kerashi, the rishonim. A chaylik on Rashi, but let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, b'tzeikei shal nochem means as follows. That a goy comes and brings dough to me. He made it in his house, the goy. Now I go and look at the dough. And I inspect the dough, and I see the dough is not chometz. Shemakir bahen sheloy ichmitzu. Because the chazal, b'mei chazal, they were able to look at a dough, and then they could tell it's not chometz. Shein sham lekarni chagovim, leichsifu ponov, tuave simen tzidik v'simen tzayikid lekamon. He looked at it, he saw it's not chometz. So memele, it's kosher lepesach, it's not chometz. But he won't be mekayim mitzvahs, the kezayis matzah, sheyechel kezayis matzah bachoyne, the baholoi nofik yedeichoy v'smatzah. With this, he was not yoytze mitzvah matzah, mishum d'lehavi lo shimu l'shem matzah. Because there was no shimu l'shem matzah. Va'af al pi she'onu roin she'en kan chimuz. U'miyu le'matzah shel mitzvah shimu l'shmo b'ino. So Rashi says, Rashi is telling us the havamin of the Gemara. The havamin of the Gemara was as follows. That why did the Torah have to tell us Ushmartem es hamatzes? I mean, Tashteitzach, if you're not allowed to have chometz, Tashteitzach, that you'll have to make shmir in order to make sure that you don't have chometz. So Rashi says, no. Because it's shaykh for you to not eat chometz without shmir. You'll inspect the dough. You'll see it didn't become chometz. It's possible. You don't have to be mishamer in order to ensure that it is not chometz. So now let's go back to our previous kasha. So why is shmartem es hamatzes? So a kochad is the union of shimo l'shmo. That the posik says that it is not sufficient that haphazardly it did not become chometz. The Torah says that you have to make sure it did not become chometz because of your shimo. And your mishamer it that it shouldn't become chometz. That has to be the cause of it not being chometz. That what it's not chometz is not sufficient. It has to be not chometz al yedei shimu. And Rashi seems to bother Kashi. What's the inyan? Because there's an inyan of shimu l'shmo. There's a din of shimu l'shmo that is machsher the matzah for matzah's mitzvah. Bachroine, matzis, mitzvah achilosa, shima pesach, he chayves achilosa, the mitzvah is to eat it with the pesach, the seed, kra matzis, and bremi echlu, pesach nechel ala seve, kedisnan, and meftiren achara pesach apikoy. Barishoine loy, but, kloime bachila rishoine, shachom ibtsaikish on nochim, loy nofik. He was not yaitze mitzvah matzah. Achi gasina, my time had le'ovid lo shimu, because there was no shimu. Le gasina ni name, but the body time of shimu achiyu. So the Gemara, so why is it no good? If you need some shimu, we'll have shimu. May afiyah ve'eilach. Mashme mishe misakno lafiyah. Mafiyah doesn't mean from baking. When you're preparing the dough to become roi lafiyah, kigoy narichoso, v'kitav shelo, nesinoso letano, you'll have a shimu. So memele, so what's wrong over here? You made a shimu. So v'aistachoy, that is not sufficient that there was a shimu on the matzah. You need that, as we mentioned before, kol a shimu horogol liyizbo, that whatever, that you need all the shimu that you could have in order to make it a matzah shmure. So memela, I could have had shimo b'shas lisha, and I didn't have shimo b'shas lisha. It's not chometz. But I'm missing that shimo. And who I did, I'm missing the shimo of lasisa. I could have made a lasis and had that shimo, and I didn't have the shimo, so all shimo that I could have had, which normally is needed in order to ensure that it's a matzah kshera, we need all the shimo to make it a matzah kshera. And if we don't have the shimo, even though it's not chometz, but it's not a matzah kshera. So you need a shimo from the very beginning when it could have needed a shimo. You need that shimo to make it a matzah shmula. Umimai, frag the Gemara, how can you derive from this halacha that you need all possible shimo that could have been? Dil meshani hosam de beidne de noches lo shimo loy ovid lo shimo. Aval heiche de beidne de noches lo shimo ovid lo shimo, chanami de shimo de li shavi shimo. Frag the Gemara, you don't see from this halacha that you have to put it into all matzovim possible to make necessary shimur and have that shimur. That it doesn't say in this Bereise. This Bereise only says if Elisha was made and Elisha necessitates shimur and there wasn't the shimur, so even though it is not chometz, but that is not called matzah shmura. But if you did not make lesisa, you did not put it in a matzah that that made it necessary to have shimur, who says it's a pasul matzah? You don't have a raya, without lesisa, it's not equivalent to lisha without a shimur. Here wasn't a matzah that needed shimur when you didn't have it. If there was no lesisa, so there was no need for shimur. So who says that it pasuls the matzah? Even though Rav is no raya from the Bereise that you need the shimur of lesisa, you have to make lesisa in order to have the shimur, but Rav was still held his own, but not so chomer like before. Rav held, and that's how the Rabbeinu David explains, Rav held that there's a mitzvah, that means even though it's not ma'akev, if lemaisa never came in contact with water, it is not ma'akev to make lesisa in order to ensure that there is a shimo b'shas lesisa, but rove the amalu lahani the mahapchi kifi, those who used to bind together the bundles of wheat, ki ma'pchisu afichu l'shem mitzvah. When you're tying together the wheat, you should do it l'shem mitzvah. That means that there should be already a shimo mishas ketzire. And the shimo mishas ketzire is that you should be careful that it should not come in contact with water. See sum shat. Alma kesova shimo mikore mitchilose va'ad soifei binin. You need a shimo lechatchila, lemitzvah, that from the beginning, when it could become susceptible to chimutz, that means right after the ktsire. So then you need a shimo already to ensure that it did not become susceptible to chimetz. This is lemitzvah ba'alma. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, umimai, dilme do vadi time, umimai dilme loyalim shimo delisha shimohu. If you made shimo by Elisha, that's sufficient. But you don't need shimo before that. When it did come in contact with water, but to tell me that you have to make a lesisa in order to have this extra shimo, that's not muchach from this bereise. For filohochi, the loy ashke chovis siyata lemilse, loy hodde beimi mai doma bin in shimo koidem lishe. So the Rabbeinu David said, this is lemitzvah malmam, hapchi kifi hamorim vekoishchenes hamorim bimois hakotze. Now let us see Toisvis, ki mavchiso kifi vchiso l'shem matzah, bim toima, kiven de spirelei de boy shimo b'shas hepech. We see that as soon as they tied the bundles, there was a din shimo already to make sure it doesn't get wet. Okay, heichim muchach de mitzvah liltois. So where do you see it's a mitzvah to make it wet? You need a shimo that you have to make sure it shouldn't come in contact with water. But where do you see you have to make it in contact with water and then to watch it that it shouldn't become chametz? The Rishonim ask a kasha on Rove. Like Rove said that you need Shimo Mishas Ktzire. Frag the Rishonim, the Rabban is the kasha, the Pasuk says, Shmartem es ha-matzos. You have to watch the matzos. So matzos is when it's in the matzah process, leash, to watch the dogon, there's no chiyuv b'chlal u'shmartem. It seems that Rove held is a mitzvah of Shimo by dogon also. That's what says in Tosfos. There's a mitzvah by dogon. Perhaps Rove's drasha was, I may say, Ushmartem es ha-matzis. This is marba filu before it comes into the mitzvah of becoming matzis. When it's dogon, there's also a din Shimo. Now the Bichas Avrom says there are two types of Shimo. There's a preventive type of Shimo, and that is, I want to make sure that water shouldn't fall on it. That's one type of Shimo. That's not the Ika Shimo. The Ika Shimo is when it comes in contact with water, I'm working with it to see that this water should not be machmetzit by being memayer and the lisha and the dust, whatever I'm doing, that is Ika Shimo. That is the Ika Shimo. That it shouldn't come in contact with mayim, that is not an Ika Shimo. So it could be that is what Taismus is saying. Rove hera hechech, that it says there's a din shimo by dogon also. So if we'd say there's a mitzvah to make lesisa by dogon, so there you have the ikar shimo already. It comes in contact with water, and you have to make a shimo that the lesisa should not be machmet the dogon. So then we'll say that is the shimo that the Torah was mechayiv by dogon, or the mitzvah by dogon. So then you already start from the second type of shimo, that b'shas k'tzire, you watch that it shouldn't come in contact with water also. But if there wouldn't be a mitzvah to make lesise for this shimo alone, Rav held the Torah would not be matzah shimo b'shas when it's dogon.